Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is the fifth installment in J.K. Rowling's beloved and critically acclaimed Harry Potter series. Released in 2003, this novel takes readers deeper into the world of magic as Harry returns for his fifth year at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. This year is different. The Ministry of Magic is refusing to acknowledge the return of the dark wizard Voldemort, and Harry finds himself at the center of the battle between good and evil. Through themes of oppression, friendship, and resilience, Rowling masterfully explores the complexities of adolescence while articulating the power of unity among friends. As Harry struggles with growing pains, political intrigue, and the weight of his destiny, readers are introduced to a plethora of new characters, including the enigmatic Dolores Umbridge, a ministry official who disrupts the educational environment at Hogwarts. With its mix of adventure, humor, and emotional depth, Order of the Phoenix stands as a pivotal chapter in the Harry Potter saga, touching on themes that resonate with both children and adults alike. The journey through this book encourages readers to embrace challenges, stand up against injustice, and recognize the importance of love and loyalty in the face of adversity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of Dolores Umbridge. One of the most significant additions in Order of the Phoenix is the character of Dolores Umbridge, who represents authority gone awry. Appointed as Hogwarts High Inquisitor by the Ministry of Magic, her tyrannical rule turns the school into a place of fear and oppression. Rowling uses Umbridge to illustrate the dangers of unquestioned authority and the impacts of bureaucratic control. Her methods range from dictatorial punishments to censorship of the truth about Voldemort's return, creating an atmosphere of mistrust and fear among students. Umbridge's character serves as a foil to Dumbledore and Harry, showcasing different instances of power. As she enforces stringent rules and punishes rebellion, students are pushed to unite against her, emphasizing the strength in solidarity. The portrayal of Umbridge compels readers to question absolute power and consider the ethical implications of authority over education, creating a discourse on the importance of resistance against tyranny. Secondly, the formation of Dumbledore's army. In response to the oppressive environment introduced by Umbridge, Harry and his friends form Dumbledore's army, an underground group dedicated to learning practical defense against dark arts. This initiative highlights the value of student agency and unity. The formation of Dumbledore's army represents a significant turning point in the narrative, where characters meet the challenges of growing up with courage and determination. This grassroots organization allows students to reclaim their autonomy as they actively choose to learn how to defend themselves while also deepening their friendships. The empowerment derived from Dumbledore's army underscores key themes of bravery, trust, and community, showcasing how collective action can combat external forces of suppression. The group symbolizes hope and the belief that knowledge is a form of resistance, encouraging readers to take initiative in their lives and stand for what is right, despite obstacles. Thirdly, the prophecy and its implications. A pivotal plot point in Order of the Phoenix is the revelation of the prophecy concerning Harry and Voldemort. This prophecy not only reveals the depth of their connection, but also gives insight into Harry's destiny. As Harry grapples with the weight of the prophecy, he is faced with questions of identity, purpose, and the nature of destiny. The implications of the prophecy extend beyond mere knowledge. They force Harry to confront his fears and embrace his role in the ongoing battle against darkness. This theme speaks to the larger idea that one's fate can be shaped through choices and decisions rather than being predetermined, encouraging readers to reflect on their own lives and the power of agency. The exploration of destiny and choice serves as a foundational aspect of the Harry Potter series, connecting the dots between courage, sacrifice, and the ongoing battle between good and evil. Fourthly, the themes of loss and grief. As the series progresses, the themes of loss and grief become increasingly prominent, particularly in Order of the Phoenix. The novel opens in the aftermath of Cedric Diggory's death, an event that deeply impacts Harry and his peers. This atmosphere of grief is further intensified when the characters experience loss on multiple levels, including friendships, innocence, and ultimately, the death of a cherished character. Rowling delicately illustrates how grief can affect individuals and communities, highlighting the different responses to loss, from anger and denial to acceptance and resilience. This exploration allows readers to engage with their own emotions surrounding loss, reinforcing the importance of support and understanding while navigating difficult times. Furthermore, the connection between grief and personal growth is emphasized, as Harry learns to channel his sorrow into determination and strength, while recognizing that he is not alone in his struggles. Lastly, friendship as a source of strength. Throughout Order of the Phoenix, the theme of friendship emerges as a vital source of strength and support for Harry. Faced with increasing isolation, betrayal, and the impending battle against Voldemort, Harry learns the significance of loyalty and camaraderie. His bond with Hermione, Ron, and other members of Dumbledore's army becomes crucial in navigating the turbulent waters of adolescence and the challenges posed by darker forces. Rowling expertly contrasts Harry's relationships with various characters, illustrating how friendship can be both a refuge and a motivator. This theme speaks to the idea that in times of adversity, the connections we maintain can empower us and provide a sense of belonging. The sacrifices made by friends for one another serve as testaments to the resilience of these relationships, anchoring the narrative in the belief that love and support are paramount for overcoming life's obstacles. In conclusion, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is an essential read for anyone who seeks to understand the nuances of friendship, bravery, and the fight against oppression. The novel is particularly valuable not just for its thrilling plot, but for its deeper examination of social issues that resonate not only in the realm of fantasy, but also in our realities today. It's a story that urges readers to reflect on their own worldviews and the importance of standing up against injustice. In a time where the issues of power, authority, and resilience are more relevant than ever, this book inspires personal growth, critical thinking, and encourages young adults and older readers alike to embrace their agency. Moreover, it serves as a reminder that, despite the challenges one may face, the bonds of friendship and community can light the way forward. The emotional depth of the characters, coupled with the themes interwoven into the narrative, make this book not only a captivating read, but also a guide for navigating complex life situations. For anyone who has ever felt powerless or underestimated, this book holds a mirror that reveals the strength found within ourselves and in our relationships. Whether you are new to the series or revisiting it, the lessons within Order of the Phoenix are timeless and profoundly impactful. If you would like to support J.K. Rowling, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.